A peace plan, but few details. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Chinese President Xi left Moscow this morning, wrapping up his visit with Russian President Putin. The two leaders say they have a plan to end the war in Ukraine, but failed to spell out the specifics.
The Russian president continuing to praise the two countries' close bonds, and Putin says a Chinese peace proposal for the war in Ukraine may have some merit, even as critics call this a one-sided deal. So far, the Chinese and Russian leaders have signed two agreements, one affirming their partnership, the other a promise to expand economic ties. As for Ukraine, China says it's got a 12-point plan to end the conflict, China calling for a ceasefire, also an end to sanctions, and more protections for nuclear power plants in the region. Putin weighed in on all of this, telling the media, quote, "We believe that many points of China's peace plan are in sync with Russian approaches and could form basis for a peaceful settlement."
Fox's Mark Meredith. Investors will pay close attention to the Federal Reserve interest rate announcement this afternoon. Many economists predict the Fed will raise rates by a modest 0.25 percentage point. Dow futures down 37 points at this hour ahead of the decision. Atmospheric river number 12 hitting California, raising fears of flooding, landslides, and heavy mountain snow.
The coasts and valleys here in SoCal are expected to get between 1 to 3 inches of rain from this latest system, with mountains and foothills getting between 3 to 6 inches. The winds have also been blowing, with the possibility of getting up to the 70s and 80s on some ridgetops and mountains. We're already starting to see some power outages due to the high winds and rain. In central and southern California, flood watches are in effect. Many of California's mountain ranges will see significant snow. In Culver City, California, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
And South Korea says North Korea launched some multiple cruise missiles today towards the North's eastern waters. The launches are the North's fourth weapons test since last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The director of the World Health Organization said last week he is confident the COVID pandemic will end this year. Meantime, federal assistance is still available for those who paid for the funeral of a loved one killed by the coronavirus.
The COVID-19 public health emergency is set to expire on May 11th, but FEMA will continue its COVID funeral assistance past that date. Those who have covered the cost of a COVID-19 funeral could qualify for up to $9,000 per funeral for expenses, and applications are still being accepted. FEMA officials say as of March 1st, almost $3 billion has been paid to eligible applicants to cover funeral services and related expenses. Texas has had the most money approved for FEMA funeral assistance, followed by California, New York, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. To apply for help, go to FEMA.gov and click on Disaster and assistance. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The CEO of TikTok plans to offer a series of broad promises during a congressional hearing tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal reports his testimony shows he will pledge, among other things, to keep the safety of the Chinese-owned app a top priority and to keep the platform free from government interference. And a pod of dolphins dies after getting stranded on the Jersey Shore.
The New Jersey Marine Mammal Stranding Center says the 8 dolphins died after becoming stranded at the Sea Isle City Beach on Tuesday. 2 dolphins died when officials arrived on the scene, while the other 6 had to be euthanized to prevent further suffering as they were rapidly deteriorating, and vets said returning them to the ocean would have only prolonged their inevitable death. 6 other dolphins have washed up dead on Jersey beaches since mid-February, in addition to 11 whale carcasses that have washed up along the New Jersey-New York coastline since early December. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.